Good morning, everyone. Welcome each one in Jesus' name this morning. It's good to have everyone here, our visitors. We're glad to have you sharing with us here this morning. I was blessed by the Sunday school devotional and the singing and our Sunday school discussion this morning. And as we've been studying in the book of Acts and reading lately and thinking more specifically about Peter, it's made me think about some of the experiences that he had with Jesus that led to maybe some of the confidence, some of the decision-making that he was able to face later on. Experiences that led to him becoming a man with the heart of fire that lit the blaze of the early church. The man with the heart after God that introduced the church to acceptance of the Gentiles. God used Peter's personality, his passion, and his vision to build and nurture the church. But before Peter was an apostle, he was a disciple. And we see in the Gospels, Jesus very kindly leading and teaching Peter, guiding him in his impetuous career as a disciple. So the story I'd like to look for inspiration this morning is in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. The context here is this is immediately after the feeding of the 5,000. And in one of the other Gospels, it says that Jesus wanted to go away because the people would have wanted to make him a king. So that was the context here. Jesus said, I want to go up into a mountain to pray, and he sent the disciples away. So Matthew 14, starting verse 22. Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It's a spirit! And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it's I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And that when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. The title of my devotional this morning is Over the Side. So Peter going to Jesus on the water, what are some of the things that we see here that we can draw lessons from for ourselves? One of the things that I see is that Peter asked Jesus for a sign that required something of himself. It's easy to ask Jesus for signs that require something of God, for God to do something, for God to show himself. But how many times do I ask God for a sign that requires me to do something, as Peter did? Peter asked for a sign that took reliance on Jesus. He couldn't have done this feat on his own strength. And how many times do I set myself up for failure because I'm relying on my own abilities? Peter asked for a sign that took an active faith. It's easy to speak of faith when all is calm and we're on top of things. But exercising faith in the middle of a storm, that's hard. Peter's stepping out had a distinct possibility of failure. He knew the water. He knew storms. He knew the potential of sinking. Peter also went from one terrible stormy situation into an even worse one. At least he was in the boat before. Now he was even leaving that little bit of safety behind. When I was single, I used to do some whitewater kayaking. Notice I say when I was single. One of the things that I learned is that however rough the water was, I was a lot safer in my boat than I would have been out of it. You have a lot more control, even though it can feel a little bit wild, than you do when you're simply in the current at the mercy of the water. Peter knew that. He'd spent his life in boats. He knew he was safer in the boat, as scary as that was, than he was out of it. And yet he asked Jesus for something that required him to step out of the boat. My tendency is to retreat to the safest thing. Where can I go to be safe? Peter's response was the opposite. Is it any wonder that he was used so powerfully in the early church when his tendency was to go into the unsafe places with Jesus? His faith was then tried. Jesus didn't invite Peter until Peter asked to come. Jesus let Peter take that first step, and then he was there for him. The disciples all thought that Jesus was a ghost, and apparently this included Peter, but Peter was the one with enough faith to at least start a conversation. And again, you notice Peter didn't just instantly leap over the side. His faith wasn't to that extent yet, but he had enough to start a conversation. And that's an inspiration to me as well. There are times that Jesus is leading me somewhere that I'm uncomfortable with. And again, my tendency is to retreat to a safe place. But if I can exercise a little bit of faith and start the conversation, then God can lead me from there. It was a small first step that led to that literal step from the ship. And I think of Neil Armstrong when he said, "It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." He at least knew he was on a solid surface. Peter didn't even have that. And then I think of what this was based on, what Peter's steps of faith were based on. They were based on a relationship that he had been cultivating up to this point with Jesus. His relationship with Jesus was real, but it was tested again here when he started to sink. He had faith. He stepped out at first. That shows he had faith. But then he kind of lost it, and he started to sink. And I think we all go through seasons of faith and doubt. There are times that our faith is strong. There are times we know that we have seen God at work, and we feel strong in our faith. And then there's times where we lose sight of him, and we start to doubt, and we wonder, is God really here with me? And we start to sink. And it's getting our eyes back on Christ, just as Peter did here. That was his salvation. When he turned away from the storm and back to Jesus, Jesus reached out his hand to him. And the beautiful thing to me here is that Jesus reached out his hand to Peter when Peter was in doubt. When Peter was walking in faith, he was on top of the water. But as he doubted and began to sink, Jesus reached towards him. He didn't let him sink on his own. And I think God does the same for us. As we try, there are times that we sink in doubt, and those are the times that God reaches out his hand to us. Peter's attempt was rewarded. His faith was weak, otherwise he wouldn't have sunk. But he tried. Even though he knew he didn't have it in himself, he still tried, and he was rewarded. Christ reached his hand out to him. Also see that Jesus did not put Peter in an either-or situation. Either you stay in the boat or your faith, you need to have enough faith to keep standing. He met him where he was. He didn't draw a firm line. He reached out his hand and helped, even in spite of Peter's impulsiveness and then lack of faith. And the other thing I see is that all the disciples benefited from Peter's relationship with Jesus. After this incident, after Peter had exercised his faith, after Jesus had drawn him back up out of the water, the storm was calmed. Everyone benefited from that. Even though they had stayed in the water, even though they hadn't exercised the kind of faith that Peter did, they all benefited. And in John, where it gives this incident, it says that when Jesus got into the ship, immediately it was at the other side, at the land that they went to. They all benefited from that. The storm was calmed, and they were immediately where they wanted to go. Everybody received a blessing from someone who exercised their faith. And that's a beautiful picture, I think, for us. How many times have we been encouraged when we have seen someone who is struggling but has remained faithful? we all benefit. And sometimes that might be us. So we need to think of that as well as we struggle. Maybe the exercise of my faith is what is going to be a blessing for someone else. And then I believe that their faith was strengthened as they watched Peter exercise his faith, as they saw that Christ didn't let him sink, as they saw that he was rewarded for exercising faith, even though he didn't do it perfectly. I believe that the disciples' faith was strengthened as well. So in conclusion, even as we flounder sometimes, wondering what God is doing in our lives, I think he's asking us to stretch our faith and come to him. In the end, the great gain that Peter made was that he went to Jesus. The good things, the calm water, the safe arrival, came after Peter went to Jesus. It seemed foolish at the time to obey, to step into the storm, but going over the side was stepping on the side of Jesus, which is the safest place to be.